Holla!
Hola. Hi, welcome to the Real Housewives of Rewatch. I'm C Funk and I'm laughing at our holla because I'm with Danielle from Brands by Bravo. I said your part.
That is perfectly acceptable in all of our episodes. I don't know if that's happened, and I'm totally okay with that.
It's funny because Danielle is off camera and like I just feel so like thrown because I can't, there's no like hints. So we usually look at each other in the eyes when we're zooming, recording it, and I have no idea what you look like right now.
It is my own fault because I bought a new computer and I bought a really cheap one, and Zoom is like too much for it to handle, and it makes it super laggy if I have the video on. So I need to figure that out because it's a work computer. So need to figure out a way to make that not so janky. But yeah, I looked at the post work. I rubbed my eyes, so mascara's under my eyes. I have a work shirt on and pajama pants on, the classic coming home from work half outfit change.
Yeah, are we just going to
And
talk about our
that's about
wardrobe?
it.
I'm in a sweatshirt and leggings.
I did buy these new pants from Old Navy. Obviously not sponsored because we could only be so lucky. They are the OG Chino, if what they're called, and I'm a obsessed with them, and I want them in every single color. They are the perfect work pants, and they have like a zipper and a button and the deepest pockets, but they're stretchy in the back. Like they have like, I don't know
Butt
what you call that. They're
stretch.
kind of elastic in the back, but you can
Oh,
wear a belt with them, and they just fit so nice. And they were like $20, and I'm gonna go get them in like seven different colors.
that's the beauty of Old Navy. Once you find something, you can get it in 20 different colors. I feel like at this age, though, I just keep wearing stuff that like my jobs give me. I'm in a sweatshirt that my old job gave me and don't care anything that it has on it, but man, is it cozy.
Listen, you get to work from home more than I do. I gotta look normal. I also have like
That's true.
rediscovered my postpartum body. Weirdly, my
Yeah.
grandpa the other day was like, not weirdly, but he was like, you look skinny, which at 100 years old, he can say whatever he wants, but he does have an obsession with weight. And I was like, Grandpa, I just had the stomach flu twice in 2 weeks. I was like, so obviously I'm at my goal weight now after that. No, I'm just kidding. I don't care about this. But everyone is always, feeling good when you
Oh,
are sick for a few days.
it's the classic Devil Wears Prada line. Just one stomach flu away from my goal weight.
Well, I had two, so lucky me.
So there she is. So is there any Bravo news that you want to talk about? Because there's been a lot this week.
Like all came out. You know what's so annoying is like sometimes in the morning, I'm like, I'm gonna wait to post just in case something happens. And then I actually was like, no, let me just post. And then like seven things happened. And I'm like, I don't want to post seven times. Like, but I would say the big news is out of Potomac of
Yeah.
Candace. Candace for sure leaving. Do we know if Robin is done also? I felt like that was iffy.
Yeah, I feel like everyone was just like, well, if Candace is gone, Robin has to be gone.
Yeah, I don't know what that if that one was confirmed. There was other news that I've been watching Buying Beverly Hills, so that
Yeah.
isn't news, but it feels like news because we're just learning more things about Kyle and Mauricio.
It feels like from what I'm getting from everybody that like Mauricio's trying and Kyle isn't, is the storyline on that show. But tell me about it because I am not watching it.
I think Mauricio is like, the classic, it's just a little too late. Like, she wanted him to try. He wasn't. She got over it. Now he's trying. And I don't know if they can come back from it. I had my
Gotcha.
own psychoanalysis that I like to do. And
Okay.
part of my analysis of realizing that Kyle was 19 when she had Farrah. So
Yes.
all of her children, Portia's like 17 now, so she's not a full adult, but she's pretty much there. This is the first time in Kyle's adult life that she has not had to make it about her children, and that she is living her life for herself. And I think she had a lot of realizations, along with the suicide of her best friend,
Yeah.
along with being reconciling with her sister. Like, she had a lot of things happen at once that made her reevaluate her life, but I really like, I feel like she's living her 20s in her 50s now.
I mean,
Because
that
she
can
didn't have them.
happen. Yeah, she had an arrested development. I mean, it was a delayed kind of thing. In some ways, she grew up really, really fast, and in others, she didn't get to have a childlike life. And good for her. I mean, every gossip bit that I hear is that her and Morgan are really together, and I hope they're happy. I think that's great. I think it's, you know, it is what it is, and whatever makes her happy, go for it.
Yeah, I agree. So
So,
it's interesting, and just Mauricio is definitely given some more gossip than Kyle has.
well, a lot less people watch his show. So
Someone
I'm
said they
sure
thought
they needed
that
that.
Kyle was giving more to Byron Beverly Hills because she wanted to make the show successful for her daughters. And that could be true. I also feel like I don't know if she's going to come back to Beverly Hills. I could see her.
Oh,
I
please.
know, but I think it probably would be best for her to not.
Yeah, but I just don't see her ever tapping out.
Her and Teresa are the only two OGs left who've never missed a season. I know we can count Potomac, but I count them as like a newer franchise, so it's a little bit hard to put them in the same boat
I
because
mean, they've
obviously I
been
know we.
doing it. Both of them have been doing it over a decade, which is longer than Potomac.
That's what I mean. Like they
Yeah.
are Kyle's 13 years. I don't even know how long Teresa's been on, you know. So it's just a
Yeah.
little bit, but at this point, Potomac is close enough where I can almost put them at the OG spot. But I think they're the only two left, right?
Yeah, that would make sense. I mean, I just, as much as I would love Kyle to take a step back, she's the force multiplier of the show, and I don't think they'd let her go. And I don't think it would take a lot of controlling to keep her.
Yeah. It's a toxic cycle, I imagine. That's for sure. But I really like Byron Beverly Hills. I love her daughters a lot. I think they're all really dynamic on screen. They are smart, put together women, and she did a great job raising them.
I think it's very funny when I see clips of Buying Beverly Hills, how much they sound like Kyle.
Yes.
Because, like, sometimes it'll autoplay in my stories, and I'll be like, oh, that is not Kyle. That is her child.
Alexia is definitely Kyle 2.0. She's the child that's most like Kyle personality-wise, I think. But yeah, let's get into this. Was there other Bravo news
Yeah.
that I missed?
I'm sure there is, but like also I will say the Potomac's been a snooze all season, but that finale was wild.
I still need to watch it because I'm behind on like a bunch of stuff, but I heard that it was very, very good.
Yeah, I feel like they came to play. They did a good job at the end. And I think they addressed why things weren't as good this season at the end, and it made me feel like hopeful for next season. And that's what I'll say without giving away too much, but I definitely think it's worth a watch. I know that I fell off a few episodes ago and I came back because everyone was talking about the finale, and it's worth it. I think you could totally jump in at the finale if you watched a little bit of this season because you're really not going to be lost.
All right, I'll see. I don't even remember where I'm at, so I gotta catch up on that. But what we are really here to talk about is Roni season 5, episode 17, and Don't
And
Make Room for Daddy.
we are in now we're getting into like the classic Roni. Like there's been a like couple of lags because it's all been about St. Barth's, but this episode we finally get a little bit further away from the St. Barth's of it all, and we're really back in New York. I know last episode we were, but like all we talked about was St. Barth's,
Oh my
so
God, that was literally the worst.
now we're really in their lives again. And so we start off with Aviva and her father, who is the daddy that the title is referencing.
I literally wrote, I don't want to write or talk about him because he makes my skin crawl. That's how I feel about her dad.
He's a super ick guy, and he like takes her, I think they're in the West Side at a natural food store because it looks very similar to one that was by one of my old offices. And they're at like a holistic store, and like he's like asking the clerk, "You got any horny goat weed? I got a black girlfriend." And it's just like, wow, all information we did not need to know, sir. Like,
Yeah, he literally is talking about his new girlfriend and he says she looks like Aviva, but she's black. And that entire
oof.
sentence just would not have made the cut now, I don't think. I don't even know. Or maybe they would leave it so you know what a terrible person he is.
Yeah, I'm sure there was a lot of worse things that he said, and that makes it even more disturbing.
Ugh, oh my God. I don't even want to discuss him at all. He literally, like, so gross.
Well, on to another horrific man run-in. Sonia's meeting with her husband did not go well. Their divorce proceeding did not go as she planned. She didn't even see him. They were put in two different rooms to mediate. And she really didn't get the money that she was hoping for or anything that she was hoping for. And this is the first time that she's really like, I think I'm going to lose the townhouse.
They played, and I feel like Danny Pellegrino always talks about this. They played the most dramatic music for over this part with Sonia in the post meeting of her ex-husband. Like it was soap opera level music that was playing in the
Oh, for
background.
sure.
But yeah, she didn't even see him, and she says that we had an agreement before I had my daughter. There were promises he made, and he is not keeping it. She also says the statement that she owned two apartments and a home in Hollywood, and she gave it all up.
That was the saddest for me with like realizing that like she owned property and she sold it because she thought he was going to take care of her forever. And then he pulled it. But the rumor is that she cheated on him, which we never get. Well, that never hits the Roni airwaves, I feel like. It's only been the scuttlebutt of like Page Six. I feel like
I
they
always thought
never
he
talk
cheated
about
on
it.
her.
The rumor is that she cheated first.
Oh,
I don't know
I
if
don't
it's
know.
true. Rumor has it. Who knows? But whatever it is, I do feel bad for her because she does have a child with him and she did give up her life for him. And I do think there was some expectation that she would be taken care of. If not like millions and millions, she would at least have her home provided for. And the fact that she might not have her home.
Per article I read online, it says that she got a $3 million lump sum and 150 a year in child support. So she really needed Sutton's lawyers.
Yeah, for real. I mean, 150 a year. Sutton gets that every 2 weeks. That is, and also like, not to be too bougie about it, but in New York, that money goes quick, especially for a kid like in a private school who like is used to a certain type of lifestyle. Now, can everybody live off of that? Yes, 100%. But we're talking about the 3 million probably went in a second because she was already under litigation about that movie that never happened. And she owed 7 million, so she probably didn't even get to see the 3 million.
Yeah,
So,
probably. And what's interesting is after all of this, and she thought she was going to have to sell the house, she still owns it. So.
she can't sell. I mean, it just hasn't sold. And like the last time she was on Watch What Happens Live, she was on with Denise Richards. I highly recommend going to find that episode. It was wild. But she said she wants to stop Airbnb-ing it so that way she can actually sell it. So hopefully that works out for her.
Will sell, it's just a matter of how much.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, so many people know the condition that it's in, which makes it harder.
Oh yeah, it needs to be remodeled, but someone could come in and flip it and make a boatload of money, so she will just have to see.
You don't touch the Morgan kitchen. No, I'm kidding. After this sad moment with Sonia, we go to Heather. She's throwing a benefit for Jax, her son, not Jax Taylor. And she talks about Diddy, which is very timely because Diddy was just theoretically arrested today. You heard about that, right?
I didn't get to read like anything really about it, but yeah.
For years, we've known that Wendy Williams has told us he's been nothing but trouble and he traffics women, and he is not just going down. Both of his sons were arrested. So a
Oh my
lot of
gosh.
people in the Bravosphere are like, what does Heather Holla Thompson have to say about this? Because she's saying that Diddy prepared her to walk mo he for models because they're doing like a fashion show. And he said he wanted all the models to walk a certain way. And those were the men, which is very interesting now that it's come to light that there were some allegations of him having inappropriate relations with men as well,
Oh my
like
goodness.
non-consensual relations with men. So that aged like a fine cheese. Oh no, cheese ages well. Milk.
Yeah, milk's better one. Yeah.
Oh,
I don't
sorry, what were
remember there
you?
being, no, I don't remember there being much else with this planning the nonprofit stuff.
Well, the thing that's kind of controversial that I don't know why Lou doesn't say anything is that she asks Aviva to model because she's like, I'm going to put somebody who has one leg in lingerie, who's in her 40s on the runway. And like, Aviva's so excited, and Lou's sitting right there, like, I've got two good legs and I've modeled. Like, you could tell, like, she's just kind of like, are you kidding me? You're not going to even ask me, and I'm sitting here. You're going to only ask Aviva. It feels very like kindergarten party where like you invite everybody but one kid. It like she didn't ask the other ladies, so I guess it's okay. But Aviva is very excited, and you can tell Lou is kind of like seething inside. She does not say anything though. And then we go to a Sonia and Lou scene, and they remove the painting of Mr. Morgan, and Sonia removes her corresponding portrait that were hanging in the living room. And
Did
it's
it make you
again.
laugh how they had to blur the photo of the painting photo of him? That to me was really funny that they had to do that.
I like that they didn't have to blur the dog out. Wasn't there a dog with him?
I think so.
Like it was, I mean, it is funny, but it's also just like also terribly sad that he like wants nothing to do with her.
Yeah, it's very, very sad, and a lot of stuff we're just never gonna know because they're very private people, and
Yeah.
you can't trust everything that Sonya says, so
Yep.
it's a shame.
So then we go to Aviva and Ramona, and they finally meet up. And Ramona has done it again. She went straight to Harry to talk shit about Aviva. And it's like, did you not think that was going to get back to Aviva? So
What a
Harry.
dumb move that she, but she might, yeah, maybe she did it knowing though. Maybe she did it. She'd been on the show long enough at this point.
That's true. So Aviva invites Ramona to lunch because she's hoping that she'll be sober. And Aviva's there before Ramona and she's drinking tea and she's drinking, was it chamomile or Earl Grey? She like gives her a lot of shit about like the tea that she's smoking that she's drinking.
I don't even know. I don't know what's up with Ramona at this lunch. She's wearing her sunglasses inside.
Oh,
She's got these
yeah.
bags with her, and they just immediately go at it. And I gotta say, Aviva, like, obviously, I don't like Ramona, but Aviva is literally just the most Judge Judy. She's so annoying. She says it's a girl's gone wild trip. Grown women go to the nightclub, dance on the tables till 2 a.m. Like, so what? So what?
Yeah. She also throws out that she's heard shit about Mario, which is the first time we've really heard these kind of whispers. And so, of course, Ramona's really like taken aback by
Well,
that. And
no,
she's
we
like,
heard it with the psychic.
oh, that's right. That's true. This is the first time that another woman has accused it of Mario stepping out.
I would say
But of
maybe it's the
course,
first time someone has said it to Ramona.
true.
Because Lou and a few others kind of said it
We're
in the
like,
professionals, but not
true.
really had a conversation with Ramona about it.
So she throws it in Ramona's face, and then Ramona throws back, "You can't even be without Reed, my husband. I can like live like we have our own lives, but we're together." She says that Aviva says that her Ramona and Sonia both need rehab, and then she says, "Friends don't let friends drive drunk." And like Ramona's like, "Who's driving? What are you talking about?" And like Aviva's like, "It's a saying." And she's like, "You're using this saying wrong." And she's not wrong.
Yeah, she is like, we don't drive anywhere. I forget who says what, which of them says this, but having you around drives me to have diarrhea. I think Ramona
Oh,
said that.
Ramona. Ramona talks about how her stomach is upset by Aviva in graphic detail numerous times throughout the episode,
Well.
which I just like did not write down because, as much as I have IBS, I don't want to hear that.
No. Ramona also says that someone would trade a part of their body to have Aviva's life.
They would trade a part of their body to have Aviva's life.
Yes.
That's a dark thing to say. I didn't write that one down,
I
but
wrote,
damn.
I can't believe she would say that in this economy. That's what I wrote.
That was pretty much all I had for that scene. Of course, Ramona storms out. And did you have anything else?
I just said they were really rocking some mob wife aesthetic looks at the lunch with both of them having fur.
Yes. I mean, I feel like mob wife aesthetic being a thing now is very funny to me because I'm just like, weren't we always doing that? Like, I feel like I've always tried to live that life of clothing. Like, fabulous, big,
Yeah, in
puffy
the
jacket.
Northeast, we're like, it's nothing new here. I saw really funny videos on TikTok of people being like, don't take my culture as like a joke of people trying to, dress like mob wives. And it was like all these girls from Jersey.
Then there's an interstitial scene of like Mario and Carol, and Mario helps her like with a trophy. It's very boring. It's really like 5 seconds long. And then we get to Ramona's abuse event, and I like it's raising money. It's again a fashion show because God forbid we raised money and there weren't fashions there. And I remember this scene so vividly because the sun is just hitting everyone like so strong because they're in a high rise. They're on like the 90th floor and it's obviously sunset and it's just like golden hour so hard on everyone.
I can't believe that I don't remember this scene because it's one of the more absurd things I've ever witnessed. Like, I didn't really remember this.
Oh, this scene, like, because I remember it's one of those. The thing about New York is there's very glamorous spaces. Like, the view from there was probably epic. But the problem with New York is that there's not a lot of space. So everyone is on top of each other in this party. So, like, literally, of course, there's a fight, guys. Spoiler alert. And, but they're all on top of each other. And there's like this little stage. Like literally arm's length away, where models are showing off outfits and like are continually showing off outfits as these women are going at it. It
Yes, but
is wild.
the spoiler of it all is that the fight is not really between the women. It is that Aviva decides to send her father with a check to Ramona's charity event for abused women. So she sent a man to this
To an
event.
all-women
So
event. That's the
George.
thing. There's only women. There's no other men at this party. It's just
So.
women who are talking about their abusive past.
And George comes in hot, and it could not
Yeah.
have been a worse setting for this. Like, truly, I just can't even believe a man is arguing with a woman in the aggressive way that he was at a domestic abuse event. Like, read the room.
He starts pulling on Ramona's arm because, and like honestly, the words that they exchange, everything that you think it is. It's she didn't come because it's a 90-floor event, a 90th floor event. And Ramona's like, no, she didn't come because she can't be with Reed. And he's like, trying, he keeps being like, anxiety is real, like PTSD, anxiety. But he's like, not like, closing it in and connecting it to anything. He's just like using buzzwords. And like, he's like, mental illness, you need to understand. And she's just like, no, I don't. And so then it becomes like a very, like, all these women are triggered and everyone's just like, we need to de-escalate. And so they all just keep smiling and saying, thank you for coming. And it feels really creepy.
The
They're just like,
whole thing is truly wild. I mean, is Ramona being a little bit of like her lunatic self? Yes, but it's also
absolutely.
pretty warranted in this situation. Like she's doing her like, I'm disgusted, but like she's correct. She's not wrong.
No, he was really disgusting, and he calls her a trailer turd. And on his way out, he's saying that we brought the biggest check. And Carol is the one to bring him out. And like, honestly, the whole time that she's with him alone, I'm very nervous for her because he creeps me out. He gives me a, he's a man you don't want to be alone in a 90-floor elevator with. But nothing happens, and we see him strut away, and that's the end of the episode.
Honestly, learning more. I think if Eva wrote a book, she did, Leggy Blonde. And I wonder what it talks about her dad and what it was like growing up with him in that book. I don't want to read the book, but if anyone knows.
I think that she, even on the show, said that like it wasn't until her mom passed away that he got like
I
this.
know. So is it even more shocking for her that he is like this now?
Like, I'm sure there was some outspokenness, but like the sexual nature of it. And also, she's like, he's 80 years old. And I'm like, damn, George, I want to be that like fucking alive at
Vivacious.
80, right? Like, he's really living his best life at 80. And like, as much of a scumbag as he is, I am just like, wow, George really lived it the fuck up at 80.
For real.
But he's a real testament that money cannot buy you class.
Freaking George, man. I am glad he's not on our screens anymore, that's for sure.
I don't know if he's alive still.
I don't want to Google it.
Neither do I. I feel bad now.
Exactly. So I don't want to Google it. I don't think he passed. I don't think he has.
We'll just say that he's alive and well on this show right now that we're watching. And he comes back next week, and next week is the finale, and then we'll do the reunions, and then we'll be on season six. We're just going to keep trucking along. I'm sorry, that was very Judas of me. First you were one, then you were two. Things progress. But I'm excited to get to like the end of this season. Not that it wasn't a good season, but I just feel like maybe it's because we took breaks, but this season feels so long. And I feel like season six, we're gonna get like more people that are like really interesting.
Yeah, agree, agree.
So I'm excited to see where we go from here.
Samesies.
Is there anything else that we want to say to our adoring fans? Thank you for listening.
No, thank you for listening. I really hope when Sue is editing all of this that the audio is not messed up. But if it is, I am pre-apologizing at the end of the episode. And hopefully next time I'll figure out my Zoom issues.
And we really did try, guys. We did. And I'm sorry that I'm not great with audio, but we'll do our best to keep getting better.
Exactly. All right. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.